On to today's grammar point. Now, again, this lesson was designed to review two things. Nami-sensei, the first one was?
Period of time, such as minutes and hours.
Which is very important in Japanese because there are a couple of tricks along the way. So check out the PDF for this lesson. Inside, there's a very detailed chart, right? Nice chart talking about the minutes and hours. And you're going to just have to memorize those. A couple of tricks inside there, of course. And the second point, this lesson was designed to cover?
Formal and informal speech.
So we want to help you be able to speak informal Japanese as well as formal Japanese. Because when speaking with friends, Nami-sensei, what are you going to speak?
Informal Japanese.
And the majority of time will probably be spent with?
Friends. Kana?
Kana? Maybe. But yeah, you're most likely to spend most of your time speaking in informal Japanese. However, things can really go bad if you use informal Japanese in the wrong situation. So you really need to know both.
Hi.
And that's why in this lesson, we're going to look at the difference. Nami-sensei, what are we going to take a look at?
In the dialogue, we have Kamakura Daibutsu e wa ikimasen.
We're not going to Kamakura's Buddha statue. Let's break down the sentence. Nami-sensei, first we have?
The subject is dropped, so watashitachi wa is omitted.
So if this was in a textbook, or if you wanted everything written out, we'd have we marked by the topic marking particle.
Wa.
But here it's implied.
Hai.
So actually, second we have?
Kamakura Daibutsu.
Kamakura's Buddha statue.
E.
It is actually the hiragana character.
He.
But when it's used as a particle, it's read.
E.
And of course, this particle indicates direction. This is followed by?
Wa.
So if you remember, Naomi-sensei said something was omitted. A wa was omitted. So if we put that back in there, this is actually the second wa in the sentence. Here, this wa doesn't indicate the topic, but rather
shows contrast.
After this, we have
ikimasen.
Won't go or don't go. So we won't go to Kamakura's Buddha statue.
So if you don't want to be so formal, use ikanai instead of ikimasen.
So the sentence would read
Kamakura Daibutsu e wa ikanai.
We won't go to Kamakura's Buddha statue. Now, if you picture the bus situation, this is something that the married couple would say to one another.
Kamakura Daibutsu e wa ikanai. Yeah, so desu ne. Or you can even drop the particles. Kamakura Daibutsu ikanai.
So it makes it even shorter. So the subject's dropped, the particles are dropped, everything gets dropped. So kind of the closer the relationship, the more particles you can drop.
So the conversation gets shorter and shorter.
A lot more is implied and inferred. Now, this is an option for the customer, but the tour guide would never use this informal Japanese with the customers.
So desu ne.
Nami-sensei, let's look at how we got from ikimasen, I won't go, very polite, to ikanai, I ain't going. I don't know if that's the right translation, but I ain't going. Okay? Ikimasen to ikanai. Where should we start?
That's a good question. I would recommend start from mas form to masen.
Okay. So the polite non-past for to go is ikimas, right? From the verb iku. Now, how do we say we won't go?
Ikimasen.
So ikimas becomes?
Ikimasen.
And what changes?
Mas becomes masen.
That's it. Straightforward. Now, how about ikanai?
We have different rules for different classes. Where shall we start?
Let's just look at this one and let everyone know that inside the PDF, there's a very detailed explanation for all the classes.
Good idea. So, the original verb of ikanai is iku. So, change ku to ka and add nai.
That's it.
Does it make sense?
Perfect sense. You drop again the U syllable, but this time you go to the A column.
Hai.
Take the A, in this case, ku becomes ka. We attach
nai.
And there we have it, ikanai. Now, again, inside the PDF, a very detailed write-up. And this is one of the most important things probably you could study if you have a lot of friends and you're speaking informal Japanese.
Peter-san wa yoku bar ni ikimasu ka?
Ikimasen.
We talk informal. Right?
Because Naomi-sensei.
But in the office, we usually speak in informal, right?
Yes, because we don't have a lot of respect in the office.
そういうことじゃないけど, more casual.
more casual because we're all friends.
Yeah. So in the office, I might ask Peter, like, Peter, ランチ 行く?
行かない. So are you going to go to lunch today? I won't go. But you see how everything got shortened? One more time.
Peter, ランチ 行く?
Just Peter, lunch, will go.
そうですね. In a polite situation, that should be, Peter-san와 ランチに行きますか?
And here it gets shortened all the way too.
Peter, ランチ 行く?
And the answer? 行かない.
Instead of 行きません.
And 私は行きません. So everything is shortened.